Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's emergence as fastest growing economy not by chance, but based on simple and sustainable solutions empowering the vulnerable. Proceedings of special session of parliament to be held in new parliament building from today. Transformative initiatives for agriculture sector like Kisan Rin portal and door-to-door Kisan credit card campaign to be launched in New Delhi today. Direct tax collections register over 23.5% growth in current financial year so far. Festivities of 10-day Ganesh Chaturthi begin with religious fervour. An Indian squad announced for upcoming three-match ODI series against Australia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India emerging as the fastest growing large economy is no coincidence. He said simple, scalable and sustainable solutions have empowered the vulnerable and the marginalized to lead the country's development story. In a write-up in the Information and Broadcasting Ministry's e-book, People's G20, the Prime Minister said, "For India, the G20 presidency is not merely a high-level diplomatic endeavor." He said, "As mother of democracy and a model of diversity, India opened the doors of this experience to the world." Mr. Modi said, "Today, accomplishing things at scale is a quality that is associated with India, and the G20 presidency is no exception." India will retain the G20 presidency till November, and Brazil will take over from December. The Prime Minister said the G20 became a people-driven movement with over 200 meetings organized in 60 cities across the length and breadth of the country. He said no presidency has ever encompassed such a vast and diverse geographical expanse. The Prime Minister said India's G20 presidency strives to bridge divides, dismantle barriers and sow seeds of collaboration that nourish a world where unity prevails over discord. The proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament will commence in the new Parliament building from today. On the second day of the special session of Parliament, Lok Sabha will assemble in the new building at 1:15 p.m. while the Rajya Sabha will meet at 2:15 p.m. In the morning, all the members of Parliament will assemble at the central hall of Old Parliament House for a joint group photograph. Afterwards, a function will be held to commemorate the rich legacy of the Parliament of India and resolve to make Bharat a developed nation by 2047. On shifting of both the Houses of Parliament to new building, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "It is a very emotional moment to bid farewell to the old Parliament building." He said the old building will keep on inspiring the coming generation as it is a golden chapter of the journey of Indian democracy. He said that the nation has witnessed countless incidents related to the creation of new India in the 75-year-old history of this Parliament House.
इस इमारत के निर्माण करने का निर्णय विदेशी शासकों का था लेकिन ये बात हम न कभी भूल सकते हैं और हम गर्व से कह सकते हैं कि इस भवन के निर्माण में पसीना मेरे देशवासियों का लगा था परिश्रम मेरे देशवासियों का लगा था और पैसे भी मेरे देश के लोगों के हम भले नए भवन में जाएंगे लेकिन पुराना भवन भी आने वाली पीढ़ियों को हमेशा हमेशा प्रेरणा देता रहेगा।
लोकसभा स्पीकर ओम बिरला एक्सप्रेस्ड होप दैट ऑल द मेंबर्स विल एंटर द न्यू पार्लियामेंट हाउस विद रिन्यूड होप एंड एक्सपेक्टेशन। ही एक्सप्रेस्ड कॉन्फिडेंस दैट इंडियाज डेमोक्रेसी विल अटेन न्यू हाइट्स इन द न्यू बिल्डिंग। द न्यू पार्लियामेंट हाउस वॉज डेडिकेटेड टू द नेशन बाय द प्राइम मिनिस्टर इन मे दिस ईयर। वी हैव मोर फ्रॉम अ कॉरेस्पॉन्डेंट।
The entire premises of new Parliament House, sprawling across 65,000 square meters, integrates regional arts, craft and culture motifs, honoring the diversity and vibrancy that define India. The Lok Sabha Hall, which has expanded threefold, provides a space for 888 seats. The Rajya Sabha Hall has a sitting capacity of 384. This new building also emphasizes environmental sustainability and has received a platinum rating for green buildings. The new building is Divyang friendly and ensuring accessibility for all. This magnificent structure represents not only progress but also evolving spirit of our nation and guiding towards a strong, more inclusive and prosperous India. Sanjeev Jasrotia, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The government will launch a series of transformative initiatives in New Delhi today aimed at revolutionizing agriculture in the country. The transformative initiatives includes Kisan Green Portal, KRP, door-to-door KCC campaign and Weather Information Network Data Systems, WINS, manual. These initiatives will be launched by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Narendra Singh Tomar. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Ministry said these initiatives aim to amplify financial inclusion, streamline data utilization, harness technology, and enhance the livelihoods of the agricultural community. The Kisan Green Portal, KRP, developed in collaboration with multiple government departments, is poised to revolutionize access to credit services under the Kisan Credit Card, KCC. The Ghar Ghar Kisan Credit Card, KCC Abhiyan, is an ambitious campaign to extend the benefits of the Kisan Credit Card, KCC scheme to every farmer across India. It aims to achieve universal financial inclusion, ensuring that every farmer has unhindered access to credit facilities. The Weather Information Network Data System, WINS, initiative is an instrumental innovation leveraging advanced weather data analytics to provide stakeholders with actionable insights on weather. The fourth and final meeting of the G20 Framework Working Group under Indian G20 Presidency being organized in Raipur will conclude today. On the first day of the meeting, the latest global economic outlook and policy guidance on key macroeconomic issues were discussed. Apart from this, International Monetary Fund experts gave presentations about external factors affecting the global economic scenario. More details from our correspondent.
On the second and last day of the G20 Framework Working Group meeting, sustainable, balanced and inclusive development will be discussed today. During this discussion, presentation will be given by the experts from Argentina, Indonesia and other countries. More than 65 delegates from G20 members in invited countries and various international and regional organizations are participating in the meeting being held in Raipur. These delegates planted saplings in the G20 garden prepared in Atal Nagar, Nawar Raipur yesterday. Representatives also visited Purkhoti Muktangan campus where they experienced the rich tribal culture of Chhattisgarh. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
Indian Space Research Organization ISRO today successfully performed a key maneuver of its solar mission Aditya L1. The Trans-Lagrangian 0.1 insertion maneuver took the spacecraft to a trajectory that will take it to the CERN Earth L1 Lagrange point. It is a balanced gravitational location between the Earth and the Sun. It will be injected into an orbit around L1 through another maneuver after about 110 days. According to ISRO, a spacecraft placed in the halo orbit around the L1 point has the major advantage of continuously viewing the Sun without any occultation eclipses. This will provide a greater advantage of observing the solar activities and its effect on space weather in real time. India's direct tax collection recorded over 8,65,000 crore rupees till mid-September of this financial year, which is 23.51% higher than the corresponding period of last year. The direct tax collection for the last financial year stood at 7,416 crore rupees. The gross direct tax collections have also witnessed robust growth of 18.29% so far this financial year, with over 9,87,000 crore rupees. In the last financial year, over 8,34,000 crore rupees gross direct tax collections were recorded. Meanwhile, the advanced tax collections for this financial year stood at 3,55,000 crore rupees with a growth of 20.73%. The advance tax collections for the corresponding period were recorded at 2,94,433 crore rupees. According to the Ministry of Finance, refunds amounting to 1,21,000 crore rupees have also been issued so far. A high-level Election Commission of India (ECI) team will visit Telangana from the 3rd of next month to assess poll preparedness in the state. Announcing this, Chief Electoral Officer Vikas Raj said, during the three-day visit, the ECI will engage with various stakeholders, evaluate poll readiness and foster community interaction. Telangana is one of the five states scheduled to go for assembly polls later this year. In Jammu and Kashmir, three persons died after a tipper lorry in which they were travelling plunged into a deep gorge along a link road in the Tanger area of Ramban district last evening. The driver of the dumper lost control and the vehicle plunged into a deep gorge near Tanger, resulting in the death of two persons on the spot. One person sustained critical injuries and succumbed, while on the way to a hospital. The festival of Ganesh Chaturthi has been celebrated today across the country with great devotion. The day marks the birth of Lord Ganesh, who is a symbol of wisdom, prosperity and good fortune. People place clay idols of Lord Ganesh in their home and worship them during the 10-day-long festival. Ganesh Chaturthi is a major attraction in Maharashtra, where people celebrate it with great zeal. We have more from a correspondent.
In Maharashtra, Ganpati's bhajan, Sanskrit shlok and Ganpati Bappa Moriya chant can be heard from any corner. Crores of devotees and lakhs of Ganpati Mandal are worshipping favorite deity Ganpati Bappa. Due to the shortage of Panditji, many devotees are opting for app, YouTube and other mediums for Ganesh Puja. This festival will be celebrated from 1.5 days to 11 days in the state. All preparations are completed to make Ganeshji's favorite modak. Kokan region prefers Ukdiche modak, while the rest of Maharashtra likes fried or khoa modak. Jeevan Bhavsar, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people of the country on the occasion. In a message, the president said, Ganesh Chaturthi is a festival of enthusiasm, joy and happiness, which gives the message of working together and also inspires to remain humble in life and promote harmony and brotherhood in the society. Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced the Indian squad for the upcoming 3-match ODI series against Australia. Chief Selector Ajit Agarkar announced 2 different teams for the ODI series against Australia. In the first 2 matches, KL Rahul will lead the Indian team, with Ravindra Jadeja being his deputy. Rohit Sharma, Virat Kohli and all-rounder Hardik Pandya have been rested in the first 2 ODIs. However, India will feature with a full-strength squad for the 3rd and final ODI. The first one-day will be played at Mohali on Friday. The selectors have introduced off-spinner Ravichandran Ashwin and spinner Washington Sundar into the squad. Indian football team will kick off the Asian Games journey with a difficult game against host China in Hangzhou today. The match will start at 5 p.m. Indian time. Veteran forward Sunil Chhetri will be leading India out onto the field when the team take on the hosts China in the Group A match at the Huanglong Sports Centre Stadium. The 19th Asian Games are scheduled to commence from the 23rd of this month, but the football event will kick off from today. Indian men's and women's volleyball teams will also be competing at the 19th Asian Games from today. The volleyball tournaments will be played across 4 venues till the 7th of October. The Indian men's volleyball team will kickstart its campaign in Pool C of the preliminary round against Cambodia today. The women's team will take on People's Republic of Korea in its opening match in Pool A on the 30th of this month. Indian athletes will compete for medals across 39 different sports at the Asian Games. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Abhishek. New India's tryst with destiny, old pace for the new Parliament House leads a pioneer. Prime Minister bids adieu to old Parliament building, writes Financial Express. Old Parliament 96, to live on as architectural marvel, informs the Tribune. Union Cabinet clears Women's Reservation Bill reports Business Standard. Jay Shankar expresses happiness over World Heritage status to Shantiniketan, says the Statesman. Rupee ends at new low of 83.27 per dollar as oil surges, informs the Times of India. US-Iran exchange prisoners in deal involving transfer of $6 billion to Tehran, reports the Indian Express. And finally, raising the space bar, Hindustan Times reports, after its successful Sun-Moon expeditions, Israel starts work on dedicated polarimetry mission. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's emergence as fastest growing economy, not by chance, but based on simple and sustainable solutions, empowering the vulnerable. Proceedings of special session of Parliament to be held in new Parliament building from today. Transformative initiatives for agriculture sector like Kisan Green Portal and door-to-door Kisan credit card campaign to be launched in New Delhi today. Direct tax collections register over 23.5% growth in the current financial year so far. Festivities of 10-day Ganesh Chaturthi begin with religious fervour. An Indian squad announced for upcoming 3-match ODI series against Australia. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.